can't swear off drinking. It's easy. I've done it 1,000 times. One must be careful in making resolutions, particularly New Year's resolutions. The trouble lies in the fact that most of us are inclined to put off resolutions until 11 a.m. New Year's morning. This is a bad time to think of reform. Remorse runs rampant at such times, and we're liable to consign ourselves to all sorts of extravagant penances, such as hieing ourselves to monasteries in Tibet or Afghanistan, or to spending our remaining days in Azusa, Cucamonga, or Lompoc. I myself was a victim of the 11 a.m. menace several years ago. The evening preceding January the 1st, I was invited to a party by a couple who intended to get married, which they did, but not to each other. I awoke New Year's Day to find a full-grown goat in bed beside me. Worse than that, my head felt as though a manhole cover were resting on it. Imagine my surprise when I reached up and found out there was a manhole cover resting on my head. Right then and there, I swore that I would never again poison my system with maraschino cherries. 2 weeks later, I slipped and had another. But you must believe me when I say I thought it was a seedless grape. I washed it down with some snake bite remedy, which I always keep handy. Only, however, after first being bitten by a snake, which I also keep handy. Those who overindulge in strong drink always have serpents handy. In fact, some hapless souls are burdened with them as constant companions. In my time, I can remember the company of many assorted reptiles. In addition to pink elephants with lavender dots, a bright blue ostrich with a mixmaster for a tail, and a chartreuse octopus that taught me to samba, or samba, as we say over home. A thief broke into my house one night and stole my octopus. He cut his tentacles off and used them for non-skid automobile tires. A cruel thing to do. I wish I had thought of it. In closing, I would like to offer my favorite recipe to take the place of intoxicants. It's real thirst quencher. It's called the raspberry freeze, known in England as the raspberry freeze. Take 1 cup of pineapple juice, 2 cups of raspberry juice, mind you, if you're in Europe, 1 cup of black tea, 3 cups of water, and 2 egg whites. Freeze until half stiff. Well, when you're half stiff, everything is all right. I thank you.
Hey, welcome back there, folks, and extended little set there of some lovely stuff there, actually. Yeah, really enjoyed that. We started that with Pearls Before Swine, and the track was called Ballad to an Amber Lady, taken from their album One Nation Underground. This was released on ESP Disc. I'm just going to reach down for the record hole. Back in Let's have a look. Does it say, give me any information here? So actually a lot of information here. 1967. And I picked this up in the USA on tour. I think down in Athens, Georgia. Couple of great record stores down there. And piled through some stuff, picked this out, didn't know what it was. Stuck the needle on the record at the listening booth and instantly fell in love with it. Pearls Before Swine. And this features Tom Rapp on guitars, Wayne Harley, Lane Lederer and Roger Chrissinger. And lead vocals have been taken up by Tom Harp, Wayne Harley and the Swine Chorus. So really beautiful stuff this. Very folky. And there's kind of more noisier stuff on here as well, but I really wanted to play that track for you. Lovely stuff there. After that, we jumped into something absolutely brand spanking new. And this is a track taken from an album recorded by Deb Googe, bass player extraordinaire, primarily active with My Bloody Valentine, or that was the group, or is the group that she is mostly associated with, and of course she's ventured out to play with other acts over the years, as MBV are not the most active group in the world, as you may know. And she's just about to release a solo album, which I think is coming out today, Friday the 17th of November. And I listened to the tracks from this record, and it's an absolutely stunning debut all around. Really, really is. Really beautiful atmospheric tracks in there. Ambient, maybe. Could be the word to use. It could also say dream poppy kind of references, if I had to stick any down. I don't know, a bit of Cocteau Twins, a bit of heavy electronica, lots of lovely piano motif songs in there, and she actually does sing on a song and her voice is lovely. So that track we listened to was called Slither, and as part of the release of the album, she's actually going on tour, and she's going to be playing in November 2023, starting on the 19th in Darmstadt in Germany, 20th in Cologne, 21st in Amsterdam at Butcher's Tears. I will definitely be at the front for that one. 23rd in Berlin, 24th in Hamburg, 25th Mulheim an der Ruhr, 26th in Arlon in Belgium, and she finishes it all off on the 30th of November in London at the Lexington. So do go and see her, and please do buy her album, Deb Googe, under the name Dagoogie. After that, we'll listen to something brand new, which will shortly be released on the Moore Records label. That was Andreas Girth and Karl Osterhelt with a track called Abdication, taken from their forthcoming Music for Unknown Rituals LP. Really beautiful collection of tracks on that. Andreas, I know, having worked with him in the past when he was with Tide and Tickle Trio. Very, very talented man. Thereafter, we listen to the inimitable WC Fields, the uncensored WC Fields. The track we listened to was Temperance Speech, and this is taken from a triple album box set, the Murray Hill Radio Theatre Presents WC Fields. Picked this up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's completely sealed, and three records, all of him doing his solo stuff. Genius at work all around, and it is an absolute treasure chest of golden WC Fieldisms all around. The man was way ahead of his time, I think. And if you listen back to some of his stuff now, he is so, so funny. Not just funny, but very, very clever as well in the way he formulates his jokes and his one-liners, etc., etc. So, yeah, the great W.C. Fields. Let's move on.
Trap. Man say that them fall in a dead trap. And Quake them heart, I would say, yeah, but make me sing Revelation song, you understand? Sing Revelation song, oh Lord.
You try to run and there will not be no way to run.
For example, I'm gonna pick from the Babylon.
There will not be no way to
For example, I'm gonna show you the Babylon. Man, you know how them wicked. Get you with a spliff. Say let them get you with a lick a spliff. Them want come lick you with them long whip. Them want come lick you with your long whip. And go to you in a jail house. And make you catch crab laws. And make you catch crab laws. Make you chant tribulation sound. Nasty dread chant tribulation.
Drop a little love in the neighborhood. Drop a little love. them little love. I love me, I deal with L-O-V-E, love. Love, love. Love is the foundation of the life. Believe you me.
who said you're not trapped, my people.
Deep, 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 and deeper. Such good stuff there. Really tremendous. I really enjoyed that. And I'll just let you know what I played. There's been a 2-volume issue of Linville Thompson and Friends released. Linville Thompson and Friends and the Revolutionaries, Vocals, DJs, and Dubs, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Collection of some great cuts, Linville Thompson Productions, all recorded at Channel One, with the Revolutionaries, of course, as the house band in there, cranking up the drum and bass and all the other instrumentation, and features Ranking Dread, Big Joe, Dawn and Christine, Linville Thompson, of course, and Revolutionaries, which featured the great Sly and Robbie. And Big Trinity as well. You know, a whole bunch of great cuts which were put down at Channel One and Linville Thompson at the controls there. I can't recommend these two albums enough. I mean, it's just pure gold. Beautiful sounds. And it's all out on Thompson Sound Records. 2-volume set of tracks, and please do go and check it out. And what did I play? Well, I'll tell you, I played Linville Thompson, Dreader Than Dread, and then followed it up with Ranking Dread with his version, Natty on the Rock. And then we switched to Volume 2 and I played Trinity with Freedom Style, and then followed that up with the Revolutionaries with the dub of that, with the Rootsman dub. Tremendous stuff. And thereafter, listen to the one and only Augustus Pablo, Off Course. And this has taken off another essential release, which just came out, called Roots, Rockers and Dub, double LP, put together by Devin Horowitz and Addis Pablo, Augustus's son. Double LP of great stuff, which, you know, okay, you may know most of the stuff, but there are some... It's always great to hear those again, and they've chucked in some unreleased stuff in here as well. Essential. I mean, for any dreadhead out there who loves jam music, these records need to be in your collection. So the two tracks I played from Pablo were Tipitone Blues and Jar Dread, which is the 7-inch version, the B-side version. Essential. All round. What's been going on? Well, you know, the USA tour, been still kind of living it and breathing it and remembering it, and that's been giving me a ton of energy. It was ended up doing 3 weeks in the USA, all the way from the north, like Connecticut, Western Massachusetts, down to upstate New York, a couple of shows in New York, and then, you know, toodled all the way down to Texas. So 20 shows in 22 days. It was an incredible experience. And the shows, I thought, just got better and better and better. I kept finding myself, finding my space, finding myself in the whole scheme of things in terms of playing and where I wanted to go with my music. And I really kind of entered the last two-thirds of that tour with a very open mind each evening when I picked up the guitar and pressed the pedals down. I just let myself go and went on some amazing sonic journeys on there. Had the pleasure and privilege of sharing the stage with so many great other acts and musicians. People whose music really made me very, very happy, and musicians who really inspired me. And I got to collaborate with a bunch of people along on the tour. Many of the groups that I was playing alongside or solo musicians, I would sometimes, ask them to join me for either a song or two, or maybe a whole set. And that was a really wonderful life-enhancing experience as well. And whilst I was out there, I recorded a couple of radio sessions and interviews for WFMU and WGXC, and those songs will see the light of day next year, hopefully on vinyl, as on Carnival Fuzz and Feeding Tube Records. And the reaction to the shows and the radio shows, etc., were incredibly positive. So yeah, I would love to go back to the States at some stage in the future and, you know, maybe do the West Coast or something. And I also ended up recording an LP, or recording an album out there, which will hopefully come out on an LP next year. Those recorded with the two cats from Double Wig, Scott Verastro and Clint Takeda, two cats who both played in Bardo Pond and have been involved in so many other projects from their home base in Philadelphia. But we ended up in a studio in Richmond, Virginia, and had an all-night session of basically playing and recording and laying down some great, great stuff. So that will hopefully see the light of day next year. Took one day off specifically to go into Mississippi and follow the blues trail and visit the graves of some of my blues heroes and visit towns and that have some association with the blues from the past, and just soak up the atmosphere and soak up the everyday living and countryside and food and people in that amazing state. And it was one of the most wonderful days of my life. I got to visit the graves of Mississippi Fred McDowell, Mississippi John Hurt, Robert Johnson, and two, three more as well. But what really came over to me was that it felt like the state hasn't changed in 100 or 200 years. You still saw the cotton fields everywhere. You still saw the old towns, which are really untouched, totally uncommercialized, and kind of, it was like stepping into a film scene or something. And you saw all the old music, all the old shacks everywhere. And it was really, really fantastic. And one of the abiding memories was arriving in Avalon in Mississippi quite late. It was already dusk, and we had to find the grave of Mississippi John Hurt, which we eventually did. And we had to go walk through a wood and found his grave at the very, very end of a long path. And it got to a point where it was so dark, all the crickets started chirping, and in the distance there was like coyotes. It couldn't have been a more perfect setting and scene for, you know, visiting one of the blues heroes of my life. And there were wind chimes around as well, so they started going off as well. And it was an incredible experience. The next day, we woke up in Greenwood, Mississippi, and drove a block down from the motel where we'd stayed at, and wanted to get some breakfast. And I saw a black man like doing a cookout at 10 a.m. I thought that was unusual. And I looked in the window behind him, and there was a picture of Robert Johnson. So I asked Dennis to pull over immediately, and I walked out. And the first thing he says to us, "Hey guys, where are you from? What are you doing here?" I said, "Well, we're here on the Blues Trail and looking to see and find out more about Robert Johnson." And he was, it turns out that this guy did the Robert Johnson tours in Greenwood, Mississippi, and also took people to other blues places, blues associated places in the area. So I immediately tapped him about where the real crossroads were, which he told me were very close to Greenwood and not in Clarksdale as people claim. And he said that he got his stories from David Honeyboy Edwards, who an old blues guitar player who had played with Robert Johnson many times. And this gentleman had been friends with David Honeyboy Edwards, and so got all the first account information from him about Johnson's life. And he said that Robert Johnson would often go to the crossroads in the nights where he wasn't disturbed so he could play his music. And the crossroads was a point where either you would leave town to go and play the devil's music elsewhere, or you would return to go back to Greenwood and continue living your God-fearing life. So that was a crossroads he was always at, and where he had to face the dilemma of either going out to play the devil's music or return back home. And the place where I asked him where he was buried, I said we were actually going to go up to Mount Zion Church. He said, "Well, that's where he is buried, because despite people claiming that there are three different burial places, that is the definitive place, as he was poisoned in a juke joint not far from where we were actually standing. And a jealous husband had seen Johnson talking to his wife, so he went and poisoned the drink, and he drank it, and he died that night. And the next morning they took the body and buried him immediately in that churchyard, in that graveyard by the church. So that is, as far as I know, based on what that gentleman told me, that is where he was buried. And so we drove up there and visited the church, and which was out in the countryside. And the graveyard was overlooking the cotton fields, which Robert Johnson was obviously very accustomed to seeing in his everyday life. And his graveyard was under, or his gravestone, or gravesite was under a huge big tree. It was beautiful, beautiful trees all around, and lots of greenery, and a really old church, white church there. So yeah, Mississippi, wonderful, 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 wonderful.
I love the black with a spider. Darling, she have done bit me and gone. Woman, I love the black with a spider. See how time bit me and gone. Now I wish somebody hurry up and call the doctor, so I could come and find out what is wrong. The doctor came in early this morning. I was rolling from side to side. Doctor came in early this morning. I was rolling from side to side. I told him if he don't find it, black with a spider. Doctor, I just can't be satisfied.
stag down from the mountain. Come the owl from where he sleeps. Come the eagle from his high nest. To where the salmon does swim and does sleep. Come fast and boldly set me free. I dream of waters flowing, sweet air to softly breathe, of meadowland where the wagtail bobs in the waves, of sunny days where children dance and play, and sweet music to drive my grief away.
its name in the river. Spell out in branches and leaves. When a voice just as sweet as honey for tea calls. His hands were cold, but his eyes.